Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Disinformation is false information deliberately and often covertly spread in order to influence the public opinion or obscure the truth. Today, disinformation is a common weapon of the devil. He used the same weapon to deceive Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. As believers, we must be very careful and shun disinformation today. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, turning down disinformation. Our Bible text is from John chapter 7. We will read only verse 40 to 53.
John chapter 7 verse 40 to 53. Therefore many from the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, "Truly this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Will the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of him. Now some of them wanted to take him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why have you not brought him?" The officers answered, "No man ever spoke like this man." Then the Pharisees answered them, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee." Verse 53, the last verse, and everyone went to his own house.
In this passage, Jesus speaks at the Festival of Tabernacles and tells the people that if they believe in him, they will receive living water and never be thirsty again. But many of the people did not believe in Jesus and instead, they accused him of having a demon. They asked him for a sign to prove that he is the Messiah, but Jesus responded by saying that no sign will be given to them except for the sign of Jonah. He tells them that just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. Jesus was giving them a future sign of his death and resurrection after the third day in the grave. This passage reminds us that not everyone will always believe us or accept our belief. But we must not let that discourage us. Even when we face doubt and disbelief from others, we must hold firm to our faith in Jesus. He is the one who gives us the strength and courage to endure any trial or challenge that may come our way. In John chapter 7 verses 40 to 53, the debate among the people about whether or not Jesus is the Messiah became hot. The people were divided. Some of them said that he is the Messiah, while others were against it. One of the points of misconception is that Jesus is from Galilee, but they have read that the Messiah will come from Bethlehem, as was prophesied in Micah chapter 5 verse 2. This misconception about the birthplace of Jesus arose as a disinformation from the Pharisees in order to discredit Jesus and undermine his authority. However, Jesus responded to their contention. He said, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day." John chapter 7 verses 43 to 44. Here, Jesus is saying that it is not his earthly origins that matter, but rather it is the fact that he has been sent by God and has the power to raise people up on the last day. Are people also lying or saying false thing about you today to discredit your belief or blackmail you? That can be a strategy to defeat you if you get carried away by it. Just trust in Jesus, obey his commandment and continue doing the right thing. The Pharisee of the day were knowledgeable enough about Jesus' birth in Bethlehem of Judea. Their strategy was to use disinformation to pull him down, knowing the people will believe them as Jesus did much of his ministry, miracles and teaching, in Galilee. So they say he is from Galilee. Disinformation is a weapon of the devil. This is giving false information deliberately and often covertly in order to hide the truth. It's the same weapon the devil used to deceive Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and defeated man by denying them of their usual fellowship with God. Don't succumb to disinformation or listen to any misinformation about the Lordship of Christ. Say no to false information about God or the truth today. Always use the Word of God as the standard in your dealings in life. Believe only the truth found in the Word of God, the Bible. You can only get the truth from God, and that is found in His Word. Jesus Himself in John chapter 14 verse 6 said, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me." As you go today, make the Word of God your source of inspiration and information. And throw away every lies of the devil about your life. I pray for you that God's hand will uphold you today. Every deceit of the enemy about your life shall not prevail in Jesus' name. Today, the grace of God shall speak for you and your life shall experience divine breakthrough. I speak favor, blessings and the peace of God that passeth all understanding into your life today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 12, chapter 13 and chapter 14. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 5, from verse 1 to 26. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.